Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now for Wednesday, June 24th. Today is National Pralines Day. If you pronounce praline one way and someone corrects you with the other pronunciation, just remember, you are both still talking about candy. So nobody's really losing. Or is it condy? Today's Eastern Sierra Now News is brought to you by Faultline 395. Based in Mammoth Lakes, Faultline 395 makes small batch outdoor clothing designed and tested for life along Highway 395, where one day can involve sun, wind, dirt, elevation, and four completely different clothing decisions. Coming up today, California's first free fishing day of the year is approaching. Mono County is preparing its annual rabies and licensing clinic. The Sierra Summer Challenge is returning, and Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance receives a generous local donation. Now, here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. California's first free fishing day of 2026 will take place on Saturday, July 4th. On free fishing day, the public may fish in California without purchasing a fishing license. All other regulations remain in effect, including bag and size limits, gear restrictions, report card requirements, fishing hours, and stream closures. California's second free fishing day will be September 5th. More information is available through the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Mono County is preparing for its annual rabies and licensing clinic later this month. One clinic will be held at the June Lake Library from 10 a.m. to noon, followed by another at the Bridgeport Community Center from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. Mono County Animal Services acknowledges that Walker, Benton, Topaz, and some other communities are not included this year because of limited local veterinary availability. The department says it plans to reach those underserved areas in the coming year. The Sierra Summer Challenge returns July 5th through 19th, and Access Mammoth is inviting the community to help move mountains together. Participants can hike, bike, paddle, climb, walk, roll, swim, garden, or create their own challenge while raising money for adaptive recreation and inclusion. Funds support adaptive equipment, scholarships, specialized instruction, year-round programs, and outdoor opportunities for children, adults, veterans, and families. Access Mammoth's fundraising goal is $175,000. Join as an individual, form a team, support a participant, or donate at accessmammoth.org/events. Follow Eastern Sierra Now on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube for breaking news posts, community updates, interviews, local videos, and stories you may not see anywhere else. You can also download the Eastern Sierra Now app to keep local news with you throughout the day. The Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance is thanking the California High School Rodeo Association for a donation of $2,792. The contribution will support programs and services helping Eastern Sierra individuals and families affected by cancer. The Alliance thanked the association and its members for continuing to give back to the local community. There's a certain kind of wardrobe that only makes sense in the Eastern Sierra. You leave home, dressed for a warm day in town, drive towards the mountains, step out into the wind, find shade that suddenly feels like winter, and in the afternoon, covered in dust while insisting this was all part of the plan. Faultline 395 understands that life. Based in Mammoth Lakes, Faultline 395 creates small batch outdoor clothing designed and tested in the Eastern Sierra. It is mountain wear for hikers, anglers, riders, travelers, locals, and anyone who knows Highway 395 is more than a road. Faultline 395, made for mountain life and the people who live it. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue. Midweek schedules fill up fast, so keep one space open for something important. A plate of barbecue in a few minutes when nobody asks you what is for dinner. And how do you make that happen? Coppertop Barbecue. It is the only place to go for barbecue, in my opinion. In fact, I had it for lunch today. Tri-Tip Sammy was awesome as always. Coppertopbarbecue.com. Mammoth Motocross continues through June 28th. Greenway Stumpsters are now available along Dorrance in Mammoth through June 29th for residents clearing defensible space. Thursday's events include the Farm to Table Market in Bishop, Trashy Thursday at the Mammoth Lakes Library from 5 to 7 p.m., and Moto Hoedown at Mammoth Rock and Bull from 8 to 11 p.m. On Friday, the Mammoth Lakes Wildfire Task Force will be at Manzanita and Dorrance from 5 to 7 p.m. with information, free barbecue, and defensible space resources. Saturday brings the Southern Inyo Health and Community Fair, the first Bodie Ghost Walk Night, and a Sierra Forever Black Bear Campfire Talk in Mammoth. Eastern Sierra Now accepts community calendar submissions for local public events. Send us the essential details, what, when, where, and who to contact, and we'll work to help the community find out about it, as well as put it on our community calendar on our mobile app and website. Just send it to info@easternsierranow.com. We'd be glad to help. Now let's have a look at a three-day weather forecast, shall we? In Bishop and the Owens Valley, Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 100 and a low of around 60. Thursday remains hot near 101 and a low around 59. Friday will reach about 98, freezing, with a low around 58. Gusty winds, low humidity, and dry vegetation will maintain a high fire threat throughout the period. In Mammoth Lakes, Wednesday will be mostly sunny, breezy, and warm with a high near 82 and a low around 47. Thursday remains near 82 with a low around 45. Friday turns cooler and breezy with a high near 72 and a low around 46. Dry and gusty conditions will continue to increase fire concerns. And that's your Eastern Sierra Now update for Wednesday, June 24th. Thank you again to Faultline 395 for sponsoring today's show. For more Eastern Sierra news throughout the day, visit easternsierranow.com, use the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great Wednesday. Keep fire safety in mind. And remember, no matter how you pronounce praline, the correct serving size is usually one more. I see what you did there, Jesse.